What jumps out at you the most in terms of this pass rush? And
I mean, they're doing a tremendous job. They're doing a lot of great things on defense. They're coached extremely well. They've got a lot of athletic players. You know, you look at their defensive line to start off with, and guys are moving around and making plays, obviously. And then, you know, going on to the linebackers, you know, they move around extremely well. And you know, the thing is, that when you turn on the film, you see that they're all over the ball everywhere you go. And no matter where it is, whether if it's a run or a pass, they're chasing the ball carrier down. And same thing with their DBs. They're doing a good job, too, as well.
Russell, I'm sure nobody has to remind you the discrepancy of your performances home and away. Can you just talk about is this kind of a work in progress for you in that sense?
Oh, yeah, it's a work in progress, and you respect the process. And, you know, there's just a couple plays in there, you know, that makes a difference. You know, that's what it really comes down to. And just so you just continue to stay focused, continue to believe, and just have amnesia when you play the game of football, you know. And that's the great thing about it, you know, and just continue to focus on one play at a time and stay in the now.
What would you say has been the secret to your success so far, Russell?
You know, more than anything, you know, great coaching staff, but I think that, you know, just my work ethic, you know, getting here early, leaving late, trying to study as much as I can, and just being consistent with the process. You know, I get here early, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning. I do the same routine every single morning. I try to stay in the routine in terms of watching film and what I watch in terms of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, throughout the rest of the week as well. And so I think that's what really helps me. And then when I go into the, you know, the game on Sunday, it's, you know, I know I'm prepared. I trust the process and just go out there and let it rip and just play ball.
How well do you know Ryan Tannehill?
We're really good friends, actually. We trained down at IMG together. You know, IMG is a tremendous place to train, and Chris Winkie was our quarterback coach, so I got to know Ryan really well, and my wife got to know his wife Lauren and everything. So we're pretty close, and we keep in touch. We actually texted the other night, so just wishing each other, you know, good luck and everything. And you know, he's doing a great job.
Russell, when it comes to being a elusive quarterback or an athletic quarterback or an agile quarterback or a running quarterback, how do you classify yourself, and are there differences in those classifications?
You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, for me, you know, I'm always looking to throw the ball first and get the ball to the right guy on time. And, you know, a guy I watch all the time is Drew Brees and what he does in terms of the pocket and how he manipulates the pocket and moves and makes, you know, accurate throws down the field. And so, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, wants to be a pass happy guy and throw the ball all the time, you know. But then there's certain times where you have to, you know, extend the play and make something happen. And whether if it's keeping your eyes downfield and throwing the ball, you know, to a receiver, or if it's, you know, extending the play and just getting a first down or gaining 4 yards and keeping the positive plays going. So, you know, that's how I try to use my running ability more than anything.
Are you more dangerous because your eyes are always downfield and because you're always looking to pass, or do you think maybe the running quarterback is more dangerous?
Yeah, I definitely think that when a quarterback can throw it, you know, on the run and you know, inside the pocket, but also outside the pocket and keep his eyes downfield, it makes it more dangerous, and you can make, you know, things happen. And then obviously when it's not there, just pick up a positive gain. So it makes it tough on defenses, I think. And you know, it's a plus to my game, and I'm always trying to work at it. I'm always trying to improve and continue to grow, you know, in that process as well.
What are your thoughts about the success of you and Ryan and the other rookie quarterbacks this year?
Well, it's been tremendous, I think, because of the hard work that we've put in. You know, it's a special class in terms of just rookies in general, you know, and how, you know, how we've trained and how we've gotten ready and the competitive nature that we all have. You know, and so you have to understand that it's a process, like I keep saying, and I totally respect that process. I know there's going to be some learning curves here and there, and you just continue to grow and continue to take notes and continue to listen to your veterans and try to understand what they're telling you, but also play your game too at the same time and keep improving.
Ten games into the season, when do you most feel like a rookie at this point?
Repeat that again one time.
When do you most feel like a rookie at this point, Russell?
You know, I try not to look at it that way. You know, when you play the quarterback position, you know, and whether if I'm a rookie or a 10-year vet, you know, you're still leading your troops. You know, you're still leading your guys in that huddle. And so, you know, every day I get here, you know, I get jokes and stuff like that, you know, in terms of rookie jokes and everything. But, you know, more than anything, in terms of my leadership and everything, I don't treat myself as a rookie. I try to lead these guys and just try to be a great teammate and try to, you know, put my best foot forward all the time.
Russell, during your conversation with Ryan, did the two of you often talk about the prospect of facing each other as rookie starting quarterbacks this late in the season?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it, you know, when we were training down in IMG, how much fun it would be and just to go up against each other. But I think more than anything, we're not really playing, you know, one another in terms of that. You know, we're trying to help our football teams win, and that's the focus that I have, and I believe that he has too as well. Just go out there and do what it takes to be successful come Sunday.
I believe you've thrown the fewest passes of any starting quarterback in the NFL, which obviously points to your running game and Marshawn Lynch. Can you just talk about how much having that has helped you develop?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I don't mind throwing it all the time, but when you have, you know, the best running back in the National Football League running the football, it's, you know, you got to hand it off to him because he's doing a great job. You know, he's, you know, over 1,000 yards or whatever. He's tremendous back. He has a tremendous second and third efforts, makes people miss. He's an explosive back that can make a, you know, take a long run to the house. And so it's great playing with him. And just, you know, Marshawn and I have gotten real close just in terms of talking and everything and just, you know, his mindset and you know, throughout the games as well, too. When we're on the sidelines, we talk a lot, too. So just it's a great help to have him, and it's a tremendous blessing for me.
What do you think of the NFL's, particularly NFL personnel people's love affair with prototype size, prototype speed, that kind of thing?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't worry about it. I stay focused on my game. You know, it does fuel my fire during that whole process, you know, and you just continue to just try to improve and just be competitive every Sunday. And, you know, I know that I'm playing for a lot of kids, you know, down the road and the kids in the future that are, you know, my height. You know, so that's a little thing for me that challenges me every day. And I love the process. I believe that God's given me the ability and to play in the National Football League and play at a high level. And, you know, I don't personally believe my height defines my skill set. So you just continue to, you know, work at your craft and perfect it.
Russell, along those lines, yeah, you guys have cornerbacks that are the size of a quarterback and a quarterback that's the size of cornerbacks. Does that even phase you? Do you notice that anymore? Is it just kind of that's how this team is built? How do you look at that?
I don't notice that at all in terms of my, you know, my size when I'm out there. You know, I've played at this height and, you know, my size my whole entire life. So, but in terms of our defensive backs and, you know, just our whole defense in general, I mean, they're very, very large. They're fast. They're strong. They move well. They've got great agility. And they're very smart, too, in terms of playing the game of football. And so it's just it's really impressive to play against them every day, and it helps me improve, too.
The Dolphins defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle compared you to Fran Tarkenton the other day. First of all, do you know who that is? And second, what do you think of that comparison, if you do?
You know, of course I know Fran Tarkenton. I used to you know, study him when I was younger. My dad used to always talk about him. You know, it's a guy that's, you know, set the tone, I guess, for shorter quarterbacks for the most part. And, you know, I watch a lot of great guys, you know, and I try to take a little bit from every quarterback, no matter what their size is. You know, the guy I like to study the most is Drew Brees because he's the most similar the way he throws the football and all that kind of stuff, his footwork and everything. You know, that's the guy I watch the most. But, you know, I try to take things from guys that are taller, too, you know, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, just, you know, their competitive nature and Peyton Manning's, you know, ability just to study all the time and just take relentless notes and just, you know, you can tell how intelligent he is on the football field. And that's where I'm trying to get one day too as well. So I just try to take little bits and pieces from everybody. And yeah, and that's a great comparison, I think, you know, and so, but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to be Russell Wilson, you know, and so that's my mindset every single day I wake up, and that's my drive.